believe. I believe a man is supposed to take care of his woman. I don't care how much money your woman makes. A man is supposed to have his mind set on taking care of his woman.
Let's talk. I mean, this, you know, this may be a bit crude, but I mean, I don't know no other way to say it. I want to talk about booty calls. Now, let me give you, let me read this here, definition of codependency. It is a behavioral condition in a relationship where one person enables another person's addiction, poor mental health, immaturity, irresponsibility, or underachievement. Among the core characteristics of codependency is an excessive reliance on other people for approval and a sense of identity. You become so married to this way of bringing your toy to rescue somebody from their plight that you make an entire identity around, you know, this superhero type lifestyle. But sometimes rescuing broken people can become your dysfunctional identity. You begin to create codependent relationships. The codependent needs to give everything to a toxic person to feel fulfilled. Or let me say, a codependent needs to give everything to feel fulfilled. They need to give their bottle away. They need to give their toy away. And then they sit and they wonder, now, why am I feeling fulfilled and a sense of lack at the same time? Why am I feeling fulfilled, but I'm feeling sad at the same time? So the codependent needs to give everything away to feel fulfilled. The flip side of that coin is a narcissist who has to take everything from another person to feel fulfilled. So you put the two of them in the same circle. And mind you, a lot of narcissists are what? Searching out toxic empaths, people who just don't know how to control their impulses when they feel somebody else's issues. And so you have these users that come in and they take. And the empath is giving, or the codependent is giving. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about the most popular biblical narcissist. The most popular biblical narcissist is Jezebel. And Jezebel, you know, was a queen. Her husband was King Ahab. She was a queen. Her husband was King Ahab. And Jezebel was a witch. Jezebel worshipped a lot of idol gods. And so she married Ahab. Jezebel needed power to facilitate her plan. Ahab had the power. So she married Ahab to utilize him for his power. Ahab, the codependent, gives Jezebel everything she needs to fulfill her mission. And so the two just kind of fed on each other. Jezebel was a narcissist, and Ahab was her codependent. He lived to supply Jezebel. If Jezebel had not had Ahab, she would not have had the platform to be able to carry out the diabolical deeds that she did. But she found a what? Codependent. He needed to give what he had. Jezebel needed to take what he had. I hope this is making sense. I'm not explaining it as well as the young lady did. And again, I didn't say it in the beginning, but I'll say it now. You know, I'm no mental health professional. So those of you that are psychologists or whatever, you know, I'm sure you can pick holes through my stuff. But I'm just sitting here. I'm a student, and I'm learning. And as I'm learning, I'm sharing. Y'all give me some more thumbs up. I need about 1,000 of them if you can do it. Okay, let me give you this. Number three. So the first thing we said was emotional empathy. We see the babies, the three newborns, one crying, the other chime in. There's just this emotional connection. Then we see the codependent, where the one child, toddler, cries, the other child brings his toy, gives his toy to the toddler to meet the toddler's need. The toddler stops crying, but now the child that gave up his toy realizes that something's missing for me now. Here's the third, which is what? Cognitive empathy. This is where you begin to really develop and grow in your relationship skills. Cognitive empathy. So let's get to the third scene. Here's the third scenario. The last time we saw the toddlers, the one was crying, the other was bringing him or her his or her toy to help him or her stop crying, meeting that need with his own supply. Cognitive empathy, here's the third scenario, shows the toddler hearing the other toddler cry, feels what the other toddler must be feeling, goes over to the toddler, almost sounds like the same scene we just left, but it's a little different. Goes over to the other toddler, but this time, rather than taking the toddler by the hand or giving the toddler his toy, he takes the toddler by the hand and walks the toddler over to his own toys and says to the toddler, choose one so you can stop crying. It's called cognitive empathy. What is that? That's where what you feel relative to other people doesn't get caught up in your emotions. You process the emotion as you're feeling it, but you allow it to register in your brain, and you make, let me read it so that I can say it clearly. This is where you love a person, feel for them, but make them participate in their own outcome. You teach them to tap their own resources. Cognitive empathy is when you feel for a person, watch this, and you have an intelligent response that helps them to help themselves. It's where, okay, I hear you, I feel you, I'm not going to chime, I'm not going to just take your energy into me and just go there with you. That's not going to help you. It's not going to help me. It's not my issue. It's your issue. I'm not going to take and deplete myself to get you out of whatever it is you're in. Rather, I'm going to feel you, but I'm going to love you enough to bring you and show you how to meet your own need. Now, if you don't want to meet your own need, that's not my problem. But I'm gonna have a cognitive response to what's going on rather than an emotional response. I'm not gonna burst out crying because you're crying. That's gonna do neither of us any good. I'm going to think, and I'm going to help you to make a wise and intelligent choice that can change your life. In John chapter 5, verses 2 through 9, there's this man that's been lying by this pool for 38 years, and I'm almost done, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't see the name, but thank you. He's been lying by this pool for 38 years, and Jesus sees him and knows that he's been there a long time, and Jesus asked the man, do you want to be made whole? He says, oh, I ain't got nobody to help me. Every time I try to get in, somebody get in before me. Ish, you know, just excuses. Do you want to be made whole? Well, you know, nobody, everybody else jumping in before me, I can't seem to get in. I didn't ask you that. Do you want to be made whole? Rise, take up your bed and walk. Or get up. And the man, the Bible says, the man received strength in his legs and he got up. But notice something. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. You read the text as it's written, John 5, 2 through 9. Jesus didn't lay hands on him. Jesus didn't even help him up. Jesus gave him a command, for him to help himself. And when he tried, when he did what he could do, then the power of God kicked in to help him to do what he never thought he could do. So Jesus didn't have an emotional response. He had a cognitive response and a spiritual response. Is this making sense? Thank you, Michelle. Is this making sense? All right, I'm done. Watch this. Number four. And here's the scene, the final scene. Same toddler. They're a little older now. Crying again in the middle of the nursery school. One of the other toddlers goes over to the toddler, just like before, and says, "What's wrong with you? Why are you crying?" Toddler continues to cry. The other toddler says to the toddler that's crying, "I showed you where your toys were. Now go over there and get your toys and stop all of this crying." See, notice the difference. The last time the toddler took the time to walk him or her to where the toys were, this time he's telling him or her, "Your toy's over there. Go and do what you need to do. This is not my issue, and I would appreciate it if you do not spoil my nursery school experience with your drama. You can save all that drama for your mama when you get home, but here you need to shut up or go get your toy and fix your situation." And this is what I call loving with boundaries. Just because I love you doesn't mean that I have to set myself back. Chai, is it? Thank you so much. Just because I love you doesn't mean I got to set me back. It doesn't mean that I got to deplete myself of what God has blessed me with and what I've worked for, nor does it mean that I have to take out of my time to keep bringing you through the same process. It means that I'm going to love you enough to tell you the truth. If you accept it, God bless you. But if not, I'm not bringing your issues. Your issues are not going to be mine. And I'm not going to allow you to infringe upon my life. I don't care blood, I don't care nothing about that. You have a responsibility to do certain things for yourself, and I'm going to love you on your level with boundaries. That even applies to your grown children. You can't spend your life trying to manipulate and manage somebody else's life and their crisis and the stuff they create. You constantly in the middle of all of that drama, trying to fix stuff for people who not even trying to fix nothing for themselves. They're creating problems for themselves, and because they always know you're going to be there to fix it. You got to stop being the fixer. They're creating problems for them and you. Their problems automatically become yours. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. Deuteronomy 30 and 19 says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." What's the driving principle under this text? Life is choice driven. I have to love you enough to let you live by the consequences of your own choices. If you choose to live your life on the lowest level, I got to love you enough to let you do that. And I got to love me enough to be all right with it. As long as you're all right with it. How many of you all are watching me right now who have people that you want more for them than they want for themselves, and your desires for them that they don't have for themselves has almost ruined your health? You think that's God? You think that's wise? You think that's smart? You think that's the way it's supposed to be done? No. If you wanna live your life on the lowest level, I got to love you enough to let you do that, and I got to love me enough to be all right with it, and not to involve it in my daily affairs. It cannot live at the front of my mind. I'm not gonna live my whole life sitting around here thinking about what you're doing with your life or not doing with your life. That's on you. I got to what? Live my life based on the, I've set before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose. Choose. Because loving you does not require that I put my life on hold. Nor does it require that I allow you to ruin the atmosphere around my life. And so I just wanted to share that with you tonight. I just wanted to share that with you tonight. Let me pray for you, because I know that there are many of you that are struggling with some of these things. And the thing I would say to you is that it's a process. Evolution is a process. We are all growing to the next level, and evolution is a process. Be patient with yourself, but be diligent about growing. And so I want to pray for you tonight. Father, I thank you for just having the opportunity to speak into the lives of so many people. And I thank you, God, that you will allow the words that I speak to become wisdom and even a healing balm for the soul. Those, dear God, that are struggling with some of the things that we discussed tonight, maybe they've made some mistakes, and maybe they find themselves in a precarious position where they've taken on some of these false responsibilities and they find themselves depleted or overworked unnecessarily. God, I thank you for giving them wisdom. I thank you for putting them in the paths of the right people to counsel them and to help them through these issues and these matters in a healthy and positive way. God, I thank you now for doing a brand new thing in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, go to rcblakes.com, sign up for my email blast. You know everything that's going on. Don't forget to stop by Amazon, pick up my books. If you've not subscribed to my channel, I need y'all to hit the like thing. I need at least 40 more of y'all. Let's see if I can get my thumbs up to 400, at least 400. But I need you to, who is that? God bless you. Thank you so much. I need you to also spread the word that Lisa and I will be in London, England, March 27th and 28th. We're going to be there with Queenology. And those of you that are anywhere in that area, Sunday we had a dear heart visiting with us from Ireland and one visiting with us from Belgium. And we have people that are coming from all parts of Europe, really. And we'd love to have you. We'd love to meet you and be able to embrace you. We're going to be there on the 27th and 20th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. Friday night, Saturday morning into the afternoon. It's going to be amazing. Go to rcblakes.com. Look under live events. Those of you that are interested in taking the Queenology cruise with us in July of 2020, you can get that information as well at rcblakes.com. And I'll be in Chicago this Saturday morning. This Saturday morning, I'll be in Chicago. My glasses are not working. Janella, God bless you. Thank you. I'll be in Chicago this Saturday morning. And if you need that information, this is not my event. I'm the guest speaker for this event. I'm going to have 2 hours to present. You can get that information at rcblakes.com under live events as well. And I'd love to see you. So I think that's all I have for you. Those of you that have the Queenology, this is important. Those of you that have gotten the Queenology online course, very soon it's been edited. We created, with the help of Dr. Patricia James, we created to go along with the 10 sessions in the online course for Queenology. We created a comparable, basically it's a complete study guide. Those of you that have the book, you have the study guide, you know what I'm talking about. Well, the same has been created for the 10 sessions that we have in the course. And for those of you that have already purchased it, we're going to upload the online study guide. And what you'll be able to do is, if you've gone through all of the sessions, You can then go back through the 10 sessions on the study guide, and you'll be able to, you know, determine how much of that information you've attained to. It's going to ask you questions. It's going to give you declarations to make. It's going to give you all of the major points that you are to remember. It's going to be a major addition to the course. So very soon, it was in the hands of the editor. Now I just have to accept all of the edits, and then we'll be uploading this complete study guide that you can download as a PDF and actually work off of the paper at your house, going through the course along with the study guide after every chapter. I would suggest you do it like that. After every session, go to that particular session in the study guide and work through it. Get a binder, put it in. It's going to be a major addition. I'm trying my best to make certain that I give you the value that you deserve. At the same time, keeping all of my courses and everything in a vicinity where everybody can afford it. So that's exciting. And so many things to talk about, but I've talked enough. I love you all. Thank you so much. God bless you. I have some things in my spirit that I'm going to share with you about how to just change the energy in your life. Stick with me. We're going to go somewhere this year. 2020 is going to be an amazing year. An amazing year. Give me some thumbs up before you leave out. And know that I love you. Know that Lisa loves you. And we're going to go to the top together. All right? God bless you. I love you so much. No, you're not the fixer. Nobody's the fixer anymore. I love you all. God bless you.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.